This is Dirk from Maverick Rugby. Get low and get ready to rock, because you're about to listen to Casually Lit.
I don't know the words.
Taproot.
Taproot.
I want a Taproot intro. This song is a poem to myself. He's so whiny.
It helps me to live. In case of fire.
I could never recreate
Break it. The glass and move on.
Yeah, anyways.
was Taproot actually any good?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There was a time where...
Come on, Chris.
On the radio, it was Taproot, Saliva, and...
Trapped.
All three in a row, every hour on the hour. You could listen to all three of those songs. It was not Send the Pain Below, it was The Red... And then with Saliva, it was always, I just can't breathe without you.
And then with some Nickelback song.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think it was How You Remind Me. Maybe. Never made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. What was the, and the Taproot song was Poem, and then Trapped was Headstrong. Da-da, bam, bam. And then 3 Days Grace came into that pretty quickly, too.
Yeah.
I hate everything. Karaoke hour with Jason. What's up? I'm glad you guys had to pay for this, because we're charging you 99 cents an episode now.
Yep, thanks for your Patreon contributions.
You will get to see lewd photo sets with me if you pledge for $2 a month. It's a pretty good deal. Then I'll do blowjob videos and stuff like that.
And an article of clothing from Jason's closet.
Yeah. Start losing money. Wait a second. I have to charge more than the underwear costs. This is a weird venture.
It's weird.
We're losing money, guys.
You just pour milk on yourself and then sell it to people.
Yes.
That would
be better. That would be better. We live in a weird porn world right now with that Patreon. Like, everybody, Patreon or OnlyFans or whatever, you're like, click, and it's like, pay $30 a month to see a naked girl. Yeah. It's like, nah, I'll just Google it.
I'm good.
I'm good. I'll just Google. Just go to my regular sites. It's weird. People pay for that shit. They pay a lot of money.
But you're not supposed to screen cap those pictures, Jason.
A lot of.
Yeah, but it's all in HD.
Yeah.
And it's the full video.
Oh, sheesh.
And they're making crap tons off that.
It's weird, yeah. Like, I mean, I couldn't do it. I would never pay for that stuff.
What about if it was your celebrity crush? Who is your celebrity crush, by the way?
Let's see.
Alyssa Milano.
Who?
Rose McGowan.
Well, it was Jennifer Aniston until she opened her mouth today, so now she's out.
What'd she say this time?
She said Marvel movies aren't movies.
That's because she hasn't been in one.
That's what I was like. Well, no shit, because you haven't done it. She's like, I back Martin Scorsese. You ain't been in one of those either. Go do another movie with Adam Sandler.
Yeah, didn't they say that they're like theme park movies?
Yep.
That's retarded.
Yep. Isn't that what an action adventure movie is? Is it a theme park movie?
Yeah. I don't understand. Like, you can't get much more intense than Winter Soldier is a pretty damn good movie. Spy thriller.
It is.
Yeah. Like, if you replace Captain America in that movie with James Bond, lower the stunts down two or three notches. Wouldn't know any different. So, oh my God, James Bond's fighting his old brother, you know, trying to stop the world from being blown up by laser. That's a spy thriller. That movie is a damn spy thriller. Fuck you all for hating on Marvel movies, Martin Scorsese. He's just mad because, well, they did kill off a main character, so never mind.
Yeah, take that.
Yep. They did everything they're supposed to. In his movie, The Irishman or whatever, it's a Netflix movie. I didn't even know that.
Mm-hmm.
So it went to theaters for like a week or two, and then it's coming straight to Netflix.
Yeah, it's like the Breaking Bad movie. Doing the same thing.
Yeah. Netflix is stupid.
So I think that movie is going to be awesome.
The Breaking Bad movie?
Yeah. Lee Terrible.
Awesomely terrible. Yeah, well, I mean, Walter White's not in it.
Supposedly.
He gone. I haven't even seen Breaking Bad, so I can't really speak on it too much.
Yeah, you really should watch that, Jason. It's good.
Yeah, I'm probably going to.
There's lots of meth in it.
After I watch Friends and The Office 10 more times, I'll switch over to that.
Before they take The Office off?
Yeah.
Off of Netflix?
Yeah, I don't know. So, Rhodey, did you listen to our episode?
I have not yet.
You did not? Yeah, he didn't hear us talk shit. We're still in the clear.
I haven't been out of town yet, so I haven't listened to any podcasts.
Nice. Yeah. Well, let's talk about this first beer that I couldn't figure out the brewery for the life of me. I just know that it's called Caribbean beer.
Caribbean beer. Chill. What do you think, Chris?
Is it just called... Where is it?
Oh.
I was right, too. So, Kaylin's sister, my sister-in-law...
That's not bad.
...brought this to me. I told her, well, that looks like a lager, and it looks like their answer to Bud Miller. And that's exactly what that tastes like. It's got a little more flavor.
It's like a lemon beer.
It's not. It's definitely a lager. It's definitely 5%. And it, look how clean that is, really. Like,
super clean.
Looks like water. It's like...
It's not bad.
It's almost a seltzer.
It tastes a lot like that one that I brought back, the Piton.
Yeah, apparently overseas they don't like hops. We don't like your fucking hops.
Yeah, who is the brewery? Is it Caribbean or?
I think so. Caribbean beer, I think, is the brewery, and I think the name of that beer is Chill.
It's not bad. It's just regular beer.
Yeah, it's just a regular beer.
It's brewed in Aruba by some word I can't pronounce.
Aruba, Johanna, come on, Tijuana.
It's like Chill Caribbean Beer, that's the name.
Brewergy.
There you go. Who's the brewery? Oh, Beer Advocate.
Chill Caribbean Beer.
No, right below that, Chris.
Oh.
Yeah, come on.
Brewergy?
I don't think there's an N in there.
Nakashinal Balashi? I have no clue how to say that.
You're adding consonants.
Come on, get it, buddy.
Santa Cruz, Aruba.
Santa Cruz, Aruba. That's it.
You can do it. It's not, like I said, it's fun. I'll buy a 12-bag of this.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, especially by the pool.
By the pool.
A pool beer?
Pool beer. That's what we need to call any beer that's a lager. Oh, this is a pool beer. Move on.
Next. Not interested.
Next it. Like on that MTV Next. Next. And then a beer comes out.
Where's my lime?
As someone says, you have to drink this with a lime. It's a lot better if you do.
I could see that. I just wanted to hear his accent. So that's Taproot. Yeah.
Is that Taproot?
Yeah, that's Taproot.
Huh.
Do you recognize it?
Not at all.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I was like, is that Stone Temple Pilots?
I'll send you down a dark tunnel listening to Taproot, because I like most of their stuff. They have a song on their first record. Oh, that Smile.
Smile.
So hardcore. Most bands in the 90s would come out with a hardcore record and then go soft as hell. Speaking of bands, Limp Bizkit, the entire band, has posted photos. They are all in the studio.
Ooh.
So pretty excited about that new record.
Are they breaking stuff?
I hope so. I hope they're breaking records for album sales on their next one, because it's going to sell bajillions.
Wasn't their last one Golden Cobra?
Holding the gold, so golden, y'all.
I'm sorry if that song golden is fucking cobra. Stupid.
You're stupid. No one likes you.
Jeez. I mean, the rest of the songs are pretty good, but that song is just, I can't stand that song.
Bangs of the Gold Cobra.
Where's your platinum selling song, Chris? Yeah.
That's true.
When did you write lyrics about golden cobras? And that's something to do with Indiana Jones, too, which makes it kind of funny. So.
Is that the idol?
Maybe. I think Wes actually helped write that song. Because they pull up in that music video and they're in this Ferrari and Wes just goes, Fangs of the Gold Cobra. And then it starts playing the music. It's ridiculous.
Did he also help write the shotgun song?
I think Fred wrote that on his own. It's pretty bad.
What's the shotgun song?
The sound of the shotgun. Everybody knows what the sound of the shotgun. It's got a lot of cocks in the background, too.
Yeah. The breakdown is terrible.
Yeah, that's not...
In my neighborhood, everyone's got one.
That's not their best work, okay? Like, I'm the biggest fan of theirs ever, and there's like 5 songs on Golden Cobra that I cannot stand.
I mean, it looks like Fred Durst made that artwork himself.
He got bored. The artwork? No, that was Wes. Wes has always done the artwork. Yeah, this song is ridiculous, Chris.
Not this. And I do it all again for you. Watch this. Jesus Christ. As I let my ass back to the cockpit. Huh. I started up. Let the engine roar. All the people in the mosh pit scream for more. Yeah, they scream for more. Yeah. So light it up. Cause the way we live our life seems right to us.
Here we go. Tell
you people what you need to know. You gotta plant a lot of seeds for your weed to grow. You also gotta know when you need to run. You hear that? That's the sound of a shotgun. Everybody's got one.
Now, damn. Fast forward to the breakdown. That's the best part.
In the neighborhood, everybody's got one.
Oh, God. Oh.
Here we go,
well, first,
Chris.
You got the sweet solo. Screeching ass solo.
It gets better, Chris. Just hang on for a second.
I'm waiting for it. Go for the big drop.
Limp Bizkit doesn't have a albums or a record company. They won't sue us. And if they did, I'd get to go to court with them. I'm good with that. Like, hey, guys.
Here we go.
Yeah, this is so bad. Damn it. I hope DJ Lethal was on drugs when he decided to do that.
Let's make a beat with a shotgun sound.
Yeah.
You're welcome, Chris.
Oh, I feel satiated.
But then if you listen to on that record, there's a song called Why Try. There's a song called Shark Attack that's pretty bad. Matt Swanson quotes Shark Attack all the time. Freddie D. Alien something. I don't know. My friends call me Alien. It's so dumb. There's a really good one, though.
Because my rhymes are out of this world.
Yeah. Ooh, Gold Cobra Live. I'm going to watch that later. No, they have a really good song on there, Walking Away. Yeah, it's very one of the emotional slow songs. It's really good, and so is Loser. And there's a song where they do auto-tune. It's called Auto-Tunage. It is freaking awesome, though. Yeah, let me see them hands. Yeah. There's about 47 yeahs in it. We should do like a drinking game. You have to drink every time Fred goes, yeah.
Just go through an entire album.
Yeah. Or every time he says Limp Bizkit. Limp Bizkit, yeah. Oh, shit, that's two drinks. Go. Yeah, Limp Bizkit, yeah.
Yeah, in your left hand, you have one shot. In your right hand, you have a double shot. Oh. So when he combines them, you have to take the right-handed shot.
Yeah, double shot, go.
That would be the end of the Casually Lit.
The end of this. Now, Limp Bizkit's been there with me from the beginning, and I love those guys, and I will stand by and fight anybody. And then what I have to tell people before I tell somebody about Limp Bizkit, I was telling... So Fred Durst posted the Impossible Burgers on his Instagram the other day, and I was showing somebody at work, and I said, so before I even start this conversation, yes, I still follow Limp Bizkit, and yes, I still love them. I'm not ashamed of that. And she was like, it's okay. I was like, here. And then I showed her the Impossible stuff. She's like, oh, wow. I was like, yeah, Fred Durst, a vegan. I've known that forever. Whoa, that smells like hops. It smells like grass.
Ooh, that smells good.
Oh, my God. That is delicious.
Damn. I like it. I like it a lot.
What do you think?
Ooh, that bitter on the back is good.
Really? Because it sounded like you didn't like it at all.
Yeah, that was the wrong word. Not good, but pronounced.
It's like the doctor gave you a surprise prostate check. Ooh.
But I'm at the dentist.
Yeah, I really, 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 really like this.
I'm still a doctor.
See? Listen to John Otto on those drums, Chris. He's a jazz drummer.
I'm a loser. Like I'm losing since I met you. From the good times and the bad. Feels like I'm losing all I ever had.
I really like this rap style.
Check
too.
It out. Back in the days, there was ways I was moving on guns all the
Anyways. See, I like that song.
That's a lot better.
Yes, there's good songs on that record. I still think it was one of those, it was their last record with their last record company. I don't think it was one of those, hey, you have to do this or you're never getting out of here. So I feel like they threw it together and they were like, have fun selling that, and then left.
Damn.
Yep. A lot of bands do that. Like at the end, they'll either put out a live record or they'll just put out something that's not very good so they can get out of their contract. Like, hey, we got to get done. And then the next record with their new album company is amazing. It's like, what happened
here? But they're still unsigned.
Yep. Yeah, I don't think they're going to. A lot of bands now are just completely unsigned. They do it all themselves.
Makes sense.
Well, I mean, if they're big enough and they got enough money, yeah.
Yep.
Which Limp Bizkit still is, so.
Yes, they are. They're huge overseas, like bajillions of dollars overseas. Fred said he could get away with playing like 6 shows overseas a year and be fine for the rest of his life.
Damn.
It's like, okay. Lucky bastard.
That'd be nice, yeah.
Just go do 6 shows for people that don't know English. I'm good. It was weird, though. Like, I was watching one of their live shows, and they were like, girls, get up here. And all the girls were, like, in their 30s and 40s. It was very strange. It's like, times have changed. Your fans have grown up. Woo. So let's talk about this beer. It is from Great Lakes, which is in Buffalo. Correct, I hope. Great Lakes Brewing. No, it's not. New York. Where is it from?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, shit.
Right next to the place that... Brews Caribbean beer.
Really?
No.
Well, since Baker Mayfield's probably drank this, I don't want it. I'm going to dump it out.
Fuck you, Baker Mayfield.
It's pretty good. I actually really enjoy this. This is an IPA, just a regular. Is it West Coast? Does it say that on there?
It doesn't. Well, it's citrusy, so.
Yeah.
More American IPA, I would imagine.
American. It's really good. Yeah, it's citrusy, very hop. Like, the hop flavor is beautiful.
It's almost shandy-ish. I get a lot of lemon.
It
says a dry-hopped, easy-drinking American IPA by the people Rhodey. For the people who happen to be our employees.
Damn, Rhodey. You can't.
See, I don't know. I think my palate's off because I get a lot of malt off this.
I'm not getting any malt.
See?
You know how I feel about that, too. I can taste the malt. Damn Caribbean beer ruined Rhodey's palate. Now all you want is Bud Light and
Miller Lite. Where's my lime? I'm still waiting on my lime. Ugh. It's not bad, though.
No, I'd rather enjoy it. So it is just a regular IPA. Tastes kind of like a double. 717. That's not that old.
It's up on the neck.
Would you enjoy it with tater tots?
Keep turning.
Great.
Other way. It's
Cleveland, Ohio.
Right there.
That's pretty cool.
6.5,
yeah. 6.5. Feels like it could be higher by the taste of it, so it's probably dry hopped. Did it say dry hopped, Chris?
No, I didn't say dry hopped.
It does say dry hopped.
Yep. Look at that.
Dry hopped, yeah.
I did not even read it.
I even read it, too.
Sorry. Well, if you read it, I wasn't listening, so you could definitely tell it was dry hopped just because of how hoppy it is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm learning a lot about beer. Took my Cicerone test, made a 0. They said, get the fuck out of here. I try to guess if this was Dr. Pepper. This tastes like Dr. Pepper.
Ooh, they're making a cream soda?
Dr. Pepper is, right?
Supposedly.
Yeah, we're going to have that on the show.
Gross.
Well, they have a birthday cake Dr. Pepper that you can only get if you're in their fan club.
Yeah, that's weird.
It's like, what the f*** is this?
Is that the 24th flavor is frosting?
I don't know. Because when I first saw it, I got all excited. I was like, yes, something to try on the podcast.
Well, did you try the Spider-Man Dark Berry Dr. Pepper?
Did you ever?
Mm-mm.
No, I got mad. That's harder to find than the orange cream soda. The orange.
Oh, that's everywhere now.
Yeah, that was like terrible. I had to go to 4 different stores to get that orange stuff, and it was gross. Orange cream, right? It was orange vanilla cream or something. Coke.
Yeah, something like that.
Terrible. And then I did fell for QT's trap. Buy one for $4 or 2 for $3.
Right.
It's like, ooh, I better get 2. We opened one. Me and Caitlin both had a drink. We're like, fuck, we got 2 of these.
Like, this is gross.
It's not the worst thing, but.
That's where you just save it and then pawn it off on somebody. Hey, have you tried this yet? It's really good.
Happy birthday. Can't even find this anywhere. I went and got it for you. But no, yeah, I never. I saw 12 packs of the Dark Berry, but I wasn't about to buy that.
The 12 pack?
Yeah.
Ugh.
I saw those everywhere.
Pass.
I was like, oh, look, there's a 12 pack with Spider-Man on it. I must have this. But I did not buy it. I'd be afraid to buy a 12-pack of almost anything.
It's called Uncle Ben's Tears.
Jesus Christ. It's in the rice section next to Uncle Ben's rice. It's so inappropriate. Yeah, I don't know. I really like this. You do too, Chris?
Like I said, it's not bad, but that bitterness at the end is kind of off-putting for me.
Ooh.
But, you know.
Yeah. I don't know. I said I enjoy it. Well, since we're talking about beer, we can talk about some good stuff. Oh, shit. That's really good. We can talk about some good stuff, though. So, Texas won a bunch of medals. So, this past week was GBF, which is great. GBF.
Great American Beer Fest.
Oh, it's GABF, isn't it?
Festival, yeah.
I fucked that up. Great. It's the big thing. I wonder if it is the if they consider it the biggest, probably the biggest commercial contest as far as commercial brewing goes. I think David was there. I saw an Instagram video.
Yeah, he went out there.
Should have asked him how it was. All right, so I've got Texas breweries that won medals. Do you know them all?
All of them.
Oh, damn. Well, here we go. So, Altstadt Brewery,
mm-hmm.
They won gold for Munich-style Helles. Helles, right? H-E-L-L-E-S.
Helles.
Helles. They won gold for that. They also won gold for German Kolsch. Good for this brewery. Bitter Sisters. One for their Belgian-style dark strong ale. Blech.
Does it give beer names?
Yeah. No, it just says styles.
Mm.
Or, well, I think it's the Bitter Sisters Quad. So that says Bitter Sisters Quad. The next one says, yeah, it does have the names. Because Central District Brewing was Whittington. They got gold for American Belgio style ale.
Okay.
Community. Oh, it doesn't. Never mind. It doesn't. Because what's their Texas lager called?
Helles.
Yeah, it's not on there. It just says community beer, Texas lager, gold for session beer. Family Business Company, Golden Age Pilsner. They won Golden Age Pilsner. They won silver for their German style Pilsner. Freetail. We know those guys. Freetail. No, we don't.
San Antonio.
Great Heights. Ooh, they won. Great Heights won for a bourbon barrel. Jesus Christ, dude. Bronze for wood and barrel aged strong beer. Like, okay, how many beers were in that category? That's like a huge, you could have 40,000 beers in that category. Come on, guys. Live Oak won for their Hef, of course. Have they ever lost?
I don't know.
St. Arnold won for the Pumpkinator. Jesus Christ, I know they've won that multiple times. Save the World won for their Belgian-style Tripale.
I feel like they win everything, at least a medal a year.
Spindletap won for their honey beer. Honey Hole. Honey Hole is the name of it. St. Elmo, which I've never heard of that, they won for a guava sour ale. And True Vine won for a contemporary goes.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Good job, Tyler.
We all won a lot of shit here in Texas, but there was one brewery from New Mexico that won, I don't want to say how many, I'm trying to read it real fast again. So there were 318 medals were awarded. There were 9,497 beers entered.
Jesus.
Damn. Jesus Christ. And this one brewery won. It doesn't say how many. They won a shit ton, though. So they won the most. 107. They had 107 categories. Jesus Christ. 342. This is nuts, dude. All the breakdown of this stuff. The brewery took gold in German style. So they 94. Yeah, it's a bunch of numbers. But anyways, this brewery, it's in New Mexico. I was like, well, I guess we need to go there because they won the most medals. They're called Santa Fe. They're based in Santa Fe. They're called Rowley Farmhouse Ales.
Okay.
So I'm going to assume with the farmhouse and the ales that they're making some crafty shit like Division, like their Sourfest that we missed out on.
Right.
Fail. But we're going to the year anniversary. Which, if you don't know, go to Division's page and look for their anniversary. They just posted it. We'll be kicking ass at that thing.
When is that?
December 31st. Nice. Remember, it's always New Year's Eve. Anyways. Yeah, there was no surprises. Peticolos didn't win one, which is surprising. But, you know, I don't even know if they entered.
Yeah, that's the bad part. You don't know who actually entered anything in unless you actually directly ask any of the breweries.
Yeah. Did you compete? Like, well, I don't. Did David enter anything?
I don't know. He may have just gone for the experience.
Yeah, that's what I would have done. Because I'm sure as a brewery, you get
lots of
a pretty nice trip. Yeah. It's not like they're. Ooh. I'd like to go to that. I mean, God. Phew. Need to work out for a month straight before I go. I'd love to go, though. I need to go to Colorado, period. And that's where. We didn't even say that, but that's where it's at. Colorado. I'm trying to think of where.
Denver.
Is it?
Yep.
Thank you. Yeah, Denver, Colorado. So, smoke some weed and drink some beer.
Look at the mountain.
Freak the fuck out.
Yep, go kayaking, fight a bear, maybe wrestle a lion or something.
Yeah, they're all there.
Mountain lions. Deal with the weeders. Fight the weeders. Go see Littleton, Colorado, which is where South Park is based on.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, nice.
Been there.
Yeah. And then while you're at it, you can watch South Park and argue with China. So I did catch up. Have you caught up yet?
Mm.
Yeah. It's all right, but it's weird. I thought that they changed the intro of it, and I thought it was a joke. And then the second episode was like, oh, okay, it's not a joke. New intro. New show. It's kind of a new show.
Is it?
Yeah. Instead of South Park, it's called Taggarty Farms.
Oh, yeah.
It's funny, so...
Did you like the band part?
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Well, I told Kate, I was like, oh my God, that's a real band. She goes, no. And then I found it. I was like, told you.
Yep.
It's like, those guys are pretty good. And then you go to their Facebook page, they had like 200 likes. And they're like, huh, we're on South Park. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck?
And actually, the second time when they're playing in the barn,
yeah,
that's Dying Fetus.
Yep. Yes, it is. It's a good song.
Yeah.
Played by second, are they first graders, right? Yeah. First or second grade? What grade are they in? God damn it.
Like third.
Yeah. Thanks.
Fourth or fifth.
They should be in 10th, or they should be college now.
Right.
This is the 23rd season of South Park. And also the trailer for Rick and Morty dropped too. It was a.
That looked awesome.
Yeah. 5 episodes.
That's it?
Yep.
Jesus.
Oh, the internet was outraged.
What was their slogan? Like, as much as Adult Swim can handle, but like
the not the 5 episodes you want or something. Yeah, I was like, God, people were pissed, dude. The internet was fighting. It was fun. Push the button. But then someone came out and said, hey, this is 5 episodes, Christmas break, 5 episodes.
Mm.
So still though, it was hilarious, man. People were mad. Whoa.
Sorry, I didn't mean to play that.
Whoa. Yeah, the trailer was pretty good. Did you watch it? Did you see the trailer?
I haven't seen the trailer yet.
Good. Yep.
Did you see that Big Mouth Season 3 came out?
I haven't started it yet.
I started watching that last night.
I'm excited about it, though.
It's pretty good.
There was controversy. I saw that because they handled some LGBTQ stuff wrong.
Oh, yeah. They get into it.
Yeah. Oh, God. Watching the Valentine's Day special when he's like, what does he call it? Bussy? Bussy. Oh,
Bussy so or mussy.
Yeah. So gross, dude. I don't want to repeat it. This is a family wholesome show. I don't want to ruin it. I recommend watching Big Mouth on Netflix if you still live in the mind of a fifth grader.
Yep, at least the first season.
It's pretty good. Yeah, it's funny. I don't much care for the female hormone monster as much as I like Will Forte. It's not Will Forte, it's Will
Arnett.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I like his the best. Nick Kroll kind of gets on my nerves a little bit, so. And I love Jason Manzoukas.
Is he the short kid?
No, he's the dark skinned one that always humps his pillow.
Oh, yeah.
Jay.
Yep. Yeah, he is hilarious.
Aptly named.
And everything that he does, yeah, he's hilarious. I get excited when I see him and stuff, and he's great on that podcast, too. How Did This Get Made? Is he still on that?
Yeah.
I haven't listened to it in a while. I was like, they still have the same crew, or if anybody quit yet, or...
Well, I mean, it's not like most of them have regular jobs.
It's true. Paul Scheer, Jason Manzoukas, and I can't remember who the other one is.
She has a recurring role on that one Netflix show, the Frankie and...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Grace and Frankie or something.
Yeah. She's all right. It's a good podcast for making fun of movies and stuff. I need to get back onto it. I got annoyed because they kept putting out live ones. That's when I stopped because it was like live. It was like four live ones in a row, and I was like, oh, I don't like any live. Like I don't like any live podcasts. Even our own was terrible.
What do you mean? The acoustics were amazing.
The crowd was uproar. No, I just ugh, sounds so hollow, and it sounds like they're out there. And I don't know if I'm going to be able to listen to Office Ladies. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Those two are fucking annoying.
Yeah.
I listened to the promo and was like, are you out of your mind?
Lots of likes and ums and stuff.
No, just their high pitched, annoying voices. I'm like, hold on. I just want y'all to hear this little, I have to go to the archive. Did y'all delete the trailer? No, they didn't. Let's just, it's brutal.
Angela Kinsey.
We were on The Office together.
And we're best friends.
And now we're doing the Ultimate Office Rewatch podcast just for you.
Each week, we will break down an episode of The Office and give exclusive behind-the-scenes stories that only two people who were there can tell you.
We're The Office Ladies. Hey, everybody.
Hello.
We are very excited about our new podcast.
We are. It starts on October 16th.
So bad. But we wanted to give you a little sneak peek.
Each week we'll bring
what happens when you have over-editing in your podcast, folks.
Starting at the beginning,
folks.
And going in order.
Right.
So you can watch along with us.
In each episode, we will give you what
doesn't
I like
doesn't sound like
you
are talking
facts.
To each other.
You do like to call them that. She made it up, folks. She's very proud.
I did, and I am. So you'll get three fast facts, and then after the fast facts, we will go through the episode.
And we're going to tell you behind-the-scenes stories. Oh, Jenna, I have one.
Okay.
Maybe
okay,
the
okay.
actual okay. episode so won't be so heavily edited.
All right. So here's the deal about Booze Cruise, you guys. These were night shoots. We never did night shoots.
That's true.
We would show up for Booze Cruise. We had to go to a boat.
This is a preview.
In Long Beach. We had to get there.
This
like
is actually in the episode of Booze Cruise.
Like 5 in the morning.
Well, one of the fun things was that we all got hotel rooms.
I know.
So it was like a big slumber party.
Jenna, I have been wanting to ask you this question. I don't know why I've never asked you this question, but did you have to do the puking scene?
No.
What?
Yeah, I didn't have to do it.
Son of
I know. You. A lot of you guys did, though, right?
Yes. Here's the thing. Greg Daniels thought it'd be really funny if a bunch...
Can't.
Ooh, wow, that's horrible.
That's rough.
Yeah, it's almost like watching a music video with all those cuts.
Yeah. I hope you're right, and it does get better. I'm going to listen to the first episode, but they need to... It's supposed to be a conversation, folks. Not a... Brody, what did you think of that beer? It was good. Would you like to go to the mall later? Rudy, I have a story.
No pauses, ever.
And then saying her name, it's just like, oh my gosh.
Jenna!
I don't think we've ever done that. Ah, Chris. Oh, God. Whew. Yeah, anyways. And their voices are kind of annoying. Like I said, I was like, whew. It's like, I thought Pam's voice was nice back in the day, but now I hate it.
Now that I can't see her.
Get out. No, I don't know. Like I said, I'll listen to the first episode, but the hype train for me went from like 15 to 2. It's like, oh, the trailer killed it. You just killed it with this trailer. Anyways, The Office Ladies, go check it out and tell me how wrong I am. Send me some hate mail. That'd be cool.
Yep.
When does that come out?
No, sometime in November. They're doing what you're supposed to do. They're going to have like 6 episodes recorded. I've been watching because I started following them and they're annoying on Instagram too. I'm like, I can't deal with this. I feel bad for people that have to professionally do Instagram because it was her baking a cake and she step by step, she was like filming everything. I'm like, that would be a beating. I would get so bored, like, hold on, I gotta film this. Hold on, I gotta film this. Hold on, I gotta act really happy and excited about it.
Right.
Oh my God.
But then you're also not going to work.
There's part of me that thinks I'd have more fun sitting down at a computer just clicking away on a spreadsheet than doing that.
We could videotape that too.
Yeah. And then having to worry about...
Just wear GoPro.
How many likes and you get. That would suck too. Oh, nobody liked this post. I failed. Every day you find out how good your job is.
Right. It comes out October 16th, so.
Oh, I thought it was November.
Ooh.
Damn.
Pretty close.
Let's see. What do we got?
Hot machine back up to an 8.
We got only 7 days. 1 week from today. Are you excited?
They're coming out Wednesday and they can try to compete with us?
They're trying to take us down, dude. That's messed. Well, they're coming out on Wednesday. We're coming out on Thursday. We're okay. We still own Thursdays. And we already ran Jeffrey Lord out. He's done. So, did you hear about that today, Chris?
No.
Jeffrey Lord is retiring.
Really?
Yep. So we can get all of his local music listeners
to listen to Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, we're covering music now.
Did they say why or?
Just, I don't know.
Just done with it?
6 years.
Oh, damn.
Said something about health stuff, but I'm not going to say go check out his Facebook page. He posted some stuff, but there wasn't a clear answer. Said he's going to have a huge goodbye party and stuff. So
I'm sure we'll be invited.
Well, we are, but we don't go to anything. We're bad at networking. Jerry Jonestown, they invited me to be it. When we took our hiatus for a little while, they were like, come be on our show. Come be on our show. And I'm lazy.
I got to drive where?
Yeah, those dudes are awesome. So now they're going to own the local music scene. Except for that radio station that only plays local music, the Pirate or something, Fort Worth Pirate or something. Crystal's on there now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She has her own show.
Is there a reason why Rick is wearing a helmet?
Yeah. He's a Giants fan.
Oh, I figured because he was dead and so were the Giants.
He's not dead. Rick?
He's not dead.
His three movies coming out, Rhodey. What language are you speaking here?
What?
You didn't know about that? Yeah, they're already filming it.
Jesus Christ.
A movie to theaters, Walking Dead movie. He signed a 3-thing contract.
What?
Do you know, so as of right now, they have Walking Dead 52 weeks a year. Do you not know that either?
Off the train.
They have three shows that are doing 16 episodes. So what's 3 times 16?
Wait, eight. They made a third show?
Yeah.
Starts
this year.
Where is that, in Minnesota?
I haven't looked. I saw the trailer. I watched the trailer. I was like, okay.
Florida. Zombie one. Gators.
I think you were more right the first time. I think it is up north. But what's 38? What's 16 times 3? I walk in at 18-1-48. So there's only 4 weeks out of the year that there will not be a Walking Dead show. Jeez. On. That's damn. Christmas and Thanksgiving.
Then we'll come out with Walking Dead Christmas.
Yep. And they're starting to... The worst part is they're starting to interweave some of the crap there. And that's what I'm like, yep, you're gonna run a lot of people off. You dumb fucks.
So it's safe to assume, Rhodey, that you're not watching the show anymore.
I watch it every week.
Well, it just came back on, so you're lying.
Yeah, you're already missing 2 episodes.
I'm watching it right now.
I'm not even podcasting. I'm watching this on my phone. Yeah, I don't know about that Walking Dead business, dude. I don't know. I loved it. I was a huge fan of that show until... when Rick left, it got really weird. But then it got better. And this last... The ending of the last season before this one was okay. And I haven't started this one, so...
Yeah, because it just came out Sunday, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, because Negan and Michonne are dating now, right?
Yep. Probably.
They are boning.
This is Michonne's last season, but Maggie's coming back next year.
Oh.
Yep.
Nice. So, after she had her baby.
Was she really pregnant?
Her real life baby?
No, her. She went and did her own TV show, and it failed. So now she's like, I'm going back to The Walking Dead.
Once she did that horror movie.
That failed too, didn't it?
Which yeah, was a terrible premise. Like,
baby
hey,
doll's babysitter.
Yeah, you're gonna. We need a babysitter. Oh, by the way, it's not a real person. It's a doll.
Promise it's not scary or haunted or nothing. It's just a doll.
Okay, we're leaving. Don't die. What?
I promise this doll's. I think it's not Annabelle, was it? No.
No.
No, Annabelle's actually good.
You're actually good.
Thank you.
Stick up my ass or something. I don't know.
Her name's
Stick up my ass.
Her name's Maggie Cohen. Or no, it's not. Fuck, what's her name?
Hot as shit.
Cohen. It's something Cohen. What's her real name?
Lauren Conan.
See?
Conan.
Cohen. Cohan.
That's Conan's daughter.
She must dye her hair.
Yep. Yeah, Lauren Cohen. She's really cuties.
Is it called The Boy?
Yep, that's it.
Oh.
Dumb. Yeah, look, what was the name of her show there, the last thing she did?
Whiskey Cavalier.
Stupid name, stupid show, no ratings.
Who was in that?
Nobody. Read the premise, too, real quick.
An FBI agent and his new partner, a CIA operative, embark on a mission to save the world. but have to put it up with each other first.
Oh,
oh, that sounds so good.
They hate each other.
Scott Foley, it's Mick, Anna Ortiz.
That's Mick Foley's brother.
Yeah, it's Mick's yeah. son. He's got socko. Remember when Mick Foley would put a sock in your mouth and you would be defeated?
Yeah, right. Did you watch SmackDown came back on?
I wanted to watch it so bad, and then luckily Blake watched it, and I asked Blake how long Stone Cold was in it, and he said he wasn't, and then I got fucking pissed off. Did not watch it.
Yeah, but The Rock came back.
Did he wrestle, or did he just go around yelling?
No, he wrestled.
Did
I
he?
Mean, it was an actual match. Like, he came out with, this one girl. I don't watch wrestling anymore. He did the Rock Bottom and the People's Elbow.
What the Rock is cooking. I know. God. No, I saw the promo. Stone Cold was supposed to be in it, and that was why I was going to watch it, and I am so glad that I did not. Because Blake said he was only in like a promo, and that was it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, you cock-teasing son of bitches. That's why you're going out of business, stupid fucks. See, I'm angry. They are going out of business, though.
You're That's more what, angry at this than you are at China.
Jericho left and started his own wrestling thing, and like it's supposed to be bigger, going to be bigger than WWF, maybe.
Nice.
So, I don't know.
WWE.
What's it? W? Oh, yeah, you can't say WWF.
Yeah, they can't say WWF.
Wildlife Foundation.
For pandas or something.
Fucking pandas. Fucking kangaroos.
Yeah, I was reading a thing about why they had to move SmackDown to Friday to try to get people that they are kind of slowly tanking. That's why he's like, I'm going to start the XFL again so I can quit wrestling. Nope, because that's going to tank too.
Yep, big time.
So the teams are being assigned quarterbacks, which I think is absolutely hilarious. Like, who's in charge of that?
Right.
You've got 8 quarterbacks, you're handing them out. Hey, you guys get Johnny Manziel. Good luck. You guys get Eli Manning because he's out of the NFL now.
Still better than Johnny Manziel.
I wonder if Eli Manning went to the XFL.
Oh, that would be awesome if he headlined. I'd be like, all right, screw you guys.
Yep.
Good luck, Jones.
For the New York XFL. He'll get a helmet catch for the Super Bowl and the XFL, dude. David Tyree comes out of retirement.
XFL MVP.
And he's got a Keem Nicks, dude. Boom. I don't know if Keem Nicks said he tried out. So
Eric Flowers could be a left tackle there.
He might actually survive there. I read the funniest stat on the internet said that teams that aren't the Giants that have used Eric Flowers are 2-14. Suck my dick. Fuck you, Flowers. Oh, God.
He's so bad.
Yeah. He hasn't won a game with Washington, but they lost their coach. So let's talk football for 3.5 hours.
So, Jason, what do you think of this next beer?
I have not gotten a... Oh, yeah. Hell, yeah. This is the Hop Avenger. Do you know if they released another app game for this?
There was an app game for the Voodoo Ranger?
Yes, there is.
What does that involve?
It's like a site bite.
Was it really?
Yeah. Gotta love ideas from marketing, man. Here you go, Chris. Look at that hero on there.
That's pretty badass.
Who's it from?
New Belgium. It's not bad.
Where is New Belgium based out of? Rhodey?
Colorado.
Jesus Christ.
I think they're also in North Carolina.
Oh, they have 2 locations?
Yep.
Bam! This is effing delicious. And it's got a hop on the back there that's really bitter. Like, kind of hits you in the...
Chris is going to love it.
I love it.
I love it. I want it. Give it to me.
Yes, that does.
Give That's it to good. Me.
It's not bad.
I can't quite figure it. Like, right on the back of the tongue there at the end, it's like bitter hop.
I think we're slowly converting Chris into an IPA drinker.
He's always like drinking.
I'm already an IPA drinker.
You're a Dream Crusher drinker. That doesn't count.
What's wrong with that?
Because after 2 weeks, it's all malt.
So I did go to the state fair this weekend. It was a great time.
By yourself?
No, went with Caitlin.
Okay.
We went on Saturday.
Without the...
little kid? Yeah. Left him at home. It was a quick last minute. Well, what happened was I looked at the schedule. Next weekend is that game.
Right.
And the weekend after that's last weekend. I was like, I'm not going either one of those.
Right.
And I don't like to miss Giants games because I've had to do it too many times. Especially now with Daniel Jones. It's the only thing I got to watch with the Giants is Daniel Jones.
Oh, Sam Cole and Barkley will be back soon.
Yeah, we're about to get destroyed by the Patriots. Well, should be fun.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Should be fun. Should be fun. Well, anyways, so I went to the state fair, didn't really try anything new, forgot how expensive beer was. And Kaylin doesn't normally drink beer, and she was drinking beer, so we spent $90 in like 2 hours.
Damn.
Like fast.
Uh-huh.
We had some dessert thing, and I can't remember what it was. It was like Reese's Peanut Butter cup chocolate cookies with 14 pounds of ice cream on
the
top of it.
The vanilla icing.
Oh, my God. So good, dude.
Decadent.
Yep. Oh, my gosh. Of course, I had the vegetarian corn dog. I love that thing so much.
What's it made out of?
It's a soy peanut. Whatever.
Soybean?
Yeah.
Nice.
Chicken.
Yeah, I know. There was a couple chicken dishes, but we just didn't. There was one that had a donut that was like...
Yeah, the big red one?
Yeah, everybody really wanted that, and we just passed on it. And we stopped, and we were going to get the barbecue chicken, but I was like, man, that's probably mixed up with
turkey leg?
That. Yeah. Ugh. So we didn't do it. Had a lot of good beers. Had both cotton candy. There was a cotton candy shandy we had.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good.
Was it?
Except for they sprinkled some kind of cotton candy sugar shit on it, and then it just exploded. I was like, whoever did this didn't plan it very well.
Right.
They didn't test, oh, this is not doing too well. And then we had the cotton, I think, God, who was it? Texas Ale Project had a cotton candy. And then someone else did too. But we also got to try the pickle beer from Martin House. Garbage.
Yep. Not a fan.
The what?
The pickle beer from Martin House.
Oh, yeah. Yep. They had that at the fair?
Yeah, they had a keg there. And we just asked for a sample, though, and they let us sample it.
Smart.
Smart. I wouldn't have paid for that.
Does it taste like straight pickles?
Yep. With, yeah, vinegar juice. And then I was like, this is disgusting. And the lady was like, I don't like it either, but it would be a good shot chaser. And I was like,
Basically, it's a pickle juice with carbonation.
Yeah.
That sounds right up my alley.
Gross, dude. Yeah, there was like no hop taste to it. It did taste like a pickle juice, like Budweiser or something. No, Budweiser has more flavor than that. Pickle juice Bud Light. That's what it tasted like. It's gross. I don't want it. Want it at all.
We could do a blind taste testing. We could get a Bud Light and pour pickle juice in it and then have the Martin House sour pickle beer and then see which one is the best.
We need to get Cody to do the test. Tell us which one's better, Cody.
Which one's your favorite? Can you pick out your beers?
Promise you other people didn't make this. Promise you that. We didn't mention it last week, but Spider-Man's back in the Marvel Universe. Did anybody think he was leaving?
Everybody.
I didn't see that. I didn't see that happening. A lot of these movies are making $1 billion. Like the last Marvel movie that didn't make $1 billion. I don't remember. Maybe Guardians 2.
Mr. Stark, we won.
Yep. Oh, yeah, that was funny.
Yeah.
But no, he's back. He's back. They're going to re-bring him in and all that business. Like, nothing's changed. I did watch Far From Home again because I bought it. And it's like, this movie's pretty good. It's very kiddie, though.
Is it? I need to borrow that.
You haven't seen it yet?
Mm-mm.
That sucks. It sucks for you.
You call yourself a Marvel fan, Rody? You
hadn't seen anything.
Yeah, I'm Jay.
Right.
Did you? Yeah, y'all did go to see Endgame in theaters. It just took you a long time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was having anxiety for you, and you didn't even care. Ah, go see the damn movie.
When are we going to go?
I'm dealing with that now with the Joker and fucking It. Dude, I still haven't seen It, and it's making me upset about it. So.
But you're not going to see the Joker because you're afraid you'll get shot.
That's true. What are they called? Incel.
Oh, incel, yeah.
It's a weird word, man. Men who don't want sex but are mad that they can't have it.
Mm.
Right, Chris? Something of that?
Yeah, there's like they're purposely celibate.
Yeah.
Because they got shot down once and they hate life now?
Yeah. Pretty much.
Incel. It's a weird word, but yeah, they're on Reddit and they're mean.
I bet they are, because they're celibate.
Angry. Scary. I'm kind of worried about thinking about it, even talking about it. Incels are coming after us. That's
Just masturbate some.
Yeah, that's what the thing said on the warning, though. It said, watch out for incels coming to see the Joker. That's what it said. And there was a theater in Florida, I think, that self-evacuated.
Really? Oh, yeah, because somebody had a backpack.
Yep. Run away! Boy, we live in a good time right now.
Did you see that meme? It's like being nice to the weird kid because everybody saw the Joker over the weekend.
God damn. Oh, that's funny.
So that movie looks pretty good. I think I'm going to go see that on Tuesday.
Joker?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to see it too.
I'm not going with Chris.
You want to go with me, Rody?
I think you're incel.
Oh, God damn it. Chris, if I insulted your culture, I apologize.
Maybe I am, Rody. What are you going to do about it?
I want to make sure Jay's in front of me.
Chris needs to be a lot angrier if he's going to be one of those. Does that word run hand in hand with anger? Aren't they all mad, or is that not part of the stick?
I think they're all just pissed off. I mean, I'm not really sure too into that culture, but yeah.
Women don't like me. They don't like me either. I just tricked one into marrying me. It's not a big deal.
Women that don't like me are all just thoughts.
Just save up your money, pretend like you have money, and then she'll marry you.
Chris, please tell us what a thought is.
Thought stands for that hoe over there.
One of the weirdest things was when Eminem, because Eminem's our age, when he used that word in one of his rap songs.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, no, Eminem. You go away from that culture. You don't try to talk like an 18-year-old.
Right.
Thought. That's not a word for me. Incel's not a word for me either. I would call them lonely or something like that. I'd be like, hey, man, you look pretty lonely. I'm an incel.
That was a perfect sound for them, too.
I'm so sorry.
I'm an incel.
I want to be celibate. Dude, I'm sorry. I didn't know that. I just called it a celibate. It's like, or virgin. Hey, I'm not having sex. Why? Because I'm saving myself for a special lady.
Or man.
True. Get that boosie. So gross.
I hope that was clean.
Yeah, it was.
That's so gross, dude.
That's going to be my new ringtone.
That boosie.
What'd your phone just say? Don't worry about it.
Right in front of a client, too. What is that? Well, here, let me let you watch this episode of Big Mouth. It'll explain it. You don't want to hear it from me. You want to hear it from my hormone monster. They need to make, I hope that they should make like an older person version of that cartoon too, with like a menopause monster and an old, that'd be hilarious.
Watch this season.
Well, you just spoiled season 4.
Well, Rody, yeah. Oh, you've already watched the first episode, right?
I've watched like the first 5 or 6.
Nice. So there is a menopause monster.
There is a menopause monster.
I made that call without even knowing it. What would be the equivalent for a guy like low T monster?
Low T monster.
Isn't that pretty much the grandpa of hormone monster?
Yeah, that's true. Just,
well, good job.
Kid, I can't get going anymore. Here, take this blue pill. It will help you.
It doesn't help.
Take this blue chew. Rage, rage, fucking rage.
So if you guys want some super sweet memorabilia, Kurt Cobain's sweater from his Unplugged show is on auction right now.
Ooh.
Kind of surprised it's not the sweater he's wearing when he killed himself.
I don't know. It must be an anniversary or something because his house is going up for sale this year too, where he did kill himself.
Jesus.
The Seattle house. Imagine how much that's going to sell for. Just like some rich person.
It's probably mind-blowing.
They should make a commemorative pop where they cut up the t-shirt he was wearing when he killed himself and then put it on the pops.
That's morbid as hell.
Special edition. If you get one with blood on it. It's more valuable.
It's like those stupid jersey football cards. Those are the fucking stupidest thing in the world, dude.
Oh, I got some with lettering.
It's like a tiny little, it's not even a centimeter by centimeter. It's a centimeter square of a piece of jersey that they swear is game worn.
Right.
Is it?
It looks pristine.
Did Eli wear this? Swear it was a Super Bowl jersey. Get the fuck out of here. And they're like one per case or whatever. Mm-hmm. They're so hard to get. And I'll never forget when I pulled one of those autograph cards and like lost my shit. It's over there. And it was Chris Sims. No one's ever heard of that guy. I was so pumped.
Oh, poor Chris Sims.
Yeah. Chris. I was like, you don't ever get those cards, you know. Hey, was I right? That can't be. I could not be right about that. Oh, Chris Mills.
Chris Sorry. Mills. Oh, Chris Mills.
Look at that autograph.
Yeah.
I had a heart attack. You know, you open it like, oh my God. Never heard of that dude.
Never amount to anything. Awesome.
No one has ever heard of him.
Here's the basketball player?
Yeah. I got some Allen Iverson rookie cards, not worth shit. Cards aren't worth Keith Van Horn rookies.
Ooh.
He was going to be a superstar. There's a Ray Allen rookie card.
Nice. Jesus Shuttlesworth.
Yep. Can't stop him, only hope to contain him. And here's all my precious babies that aren't worth anything. Kobe Bryant rookie cards, like 10 of them. Not worth shit.
Give it another generation.
Yeah. Who told us to get in the card business? These will be worth so much, I promise.
Right.
I spent a lot of lunch money on those cards.
The same person that told us to get into the pot business.
Scott, you son of a bitch. I actually think I bought pops before Scott did.
Probably.
I did. He asked about the year. One of them's 20. I have one in this room that's 2012. Like, oh, boy. So it isn't my fault. But, yeah, you don't want to buy a Kurt Cobain sweater? I mean, I don't know why you wouldn't want to.
Yeah, pass.
Imagine it'd be close to $1 million for a sweater.
So dumb.
You could wear it and be like, rape me. Rape me. That's the only words I know from that song.
My friend.
Why does he want his friend to rape him?
It's probably a girl.
Okay. Makes a little more sense. Well, maybe he's... Was Kurt Cobain straight or was he bi? Because in the Kurt Cobain and Courtney Love videotape thing, they were really weird and crazy. The video, where they videoed themselves on heroin for like 6 days straight and the babies and... Oh my God. What was that? That was like the Kurt and Courtney tapes. And she's like naked the whole time. I don't even know why I watched that. I don't even know.
To see Courtney naked?
No.
So hot.
You can see that in Hustlers.
Ugh.
With Woody Harrelson playing Flint, whatever. It's a weird-ass movie. What was that? That was a documentary, wasn't it? Like,
yeah.
Fucking stupid. I don't... Blech. Anyways, yeah, I already placed my bid. My bid was $2. It's already over that. Anyways, not really, but... PlayStation 5's announced for 2020. Pretty excited. Holiday 2020.
Nice.
The only thing they've said is that the triggers on the controller are going to be pressure sensitive. So you can adjust like how hard they are to press.
Mm.
So when you're playing gun games, which me and you don't, you can like, you know.
Yeah, make them real sensitive.
Yeah, or not. So that way, because, you know, young kids can barely hit it, but when I press it, it's like as hard as I can.
So, destroyed.
So it'll change for you.
So basically giving you a trigger finger.
Yep. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. I mean, but the only thing that would be useful for is...
Wait, I thought only in sales had trigger fingers.
I hope we don't have any of those listening to us. God, that sounds like a derogatory term. Is that a... I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think it's a derogatory term. Well, I guess...
I mean, if you call yourself that...
Yeah. Are we adopting a derogatory... insulting people, being racist or whatever.
I don't know.
Hope not. It's a weird term. Very, very weird. Essential. So a guy that left Google, I don't know his name, but he started his own phone company called Essential.
Mm-hmm.
And he's coming out with phones that look like remote controls.
Okay.
Like skinny.
Mm-hmm.
They're weird looking. They look like iPod shuffles, but with the fully thing and you can talk on them. And it's weird. But I kind of like it. Chris has got it pulled up, and you can see the different colors and stuff. Like, this is real. It's like an 18-megapixel camera. I saw a demo for one of them. I was like, well, that's pretty weird.
That is weird.
They're thin. Like, it would be much nicer to have that in your pocket. But I feel like I would just shatter it anyways. Look at them. Very thin.
It'd be weird to watch videos on it, though.
Mm.
Google executive Andy Rubin.
Andy Rubin. Yeah, yeah, he got fired for sexual stuff.
Yeah. Left so, Google in 2014 after allegations of sexual assault.
Oh, cool. So he made a phone that looks like a penis.
Yep.
Cool.
It's good marketing, I guess. But the camera bump on the back of that thing says break me, and it says break me fast. It's like sticking out by half an inch there.
Yep.
Nothing says break me like drop it on that side.
Yeah, because that's going to be the first point of contact.
They're very interesting, though. They're maybe like an inch wide.
God, that's long as hell.
Yeah, it's like a remote control. And I'll hope you get four to a case like that, because that'd be sweet. You just get a different color for every day of the week. I think I'll go with my silver today. Yeah, the GPS looks okay, I guess. It's not using Google Maps. He's using... Never mind. I was going to say Predator map. Sexual predator type thing.
Oh, it's all heat.
I don't do a good predator sound.
That's pretty good.
What do you think?
This beer is delicious. This double IPA that definitely tastes like a milkshake.
Definitely New Englandy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Spindletop Brewery. Was it Faded?
Dippa.
Faded Dippa.
Where'd you get this one?
Kegs and Barrels.
Oh.
Again.
You always say that, and all the thing about Snakes and Barrels. I brought that up last time. That was Squizgard's side project.
With the grandpa's guitars?
Yep. This is really good.
Yeah, no, it's pretty solid.
Spindletap is in Austin or San Antonio or...
Houston.
Houston. We need to go there. Guys trip. You don't believe in guys trips?
Why are you laughing, Chris?
No, it's just the way you said that.
Guys
funny.
Trip, let's go. I like guys trips. Rhodey has lots of hotel points that I can use without asking.
That's true.
Just still. Without asking.
Yeah. Got your login. Just booked myself a hotel for a week.
Hope you like La Quinta.
I do, because it's free. Wait, do they have continental breakfast or real breakfast?
Continental.
Hell yeah.
I love dry cereal and oatmeal.
With a little tiny-ass milk thing. The cereal's bigger than the milk. Good luck. You have to use three of these milks.
You can only have one.
Oh, yeah, I don't want to stay there. I'll stay across the street at the Motel 6. Bam. Super 8 was my favorite when I was going to hotels all the time.
Yeah.
Super
8. Because they were super cheap.
And they weren't terrible. I only found blood on the sheets once.
Oh, damn. Was it a lot of blood?
I don't think so. I think the worst thing that ever happened, we got a hotel room once and my mom opened the shower and it was full of roaches.
Ew.
Yeah, we left. I remember that whole, it was so weird. I couldn't have been 10, 9 or 10. I just remember mom come running and screaming, "We're getting the fuck out of here." She was hot. The hotel people got an ass chewing.
Was this at the El Royale?
It's probably similar. Chris Hemsworth standing over there being weird.
Is that a good movie?
It's interesting.
I remember I wanted to see it when I saw it.
It's very complex.
There's a lot of shit going on.
A lot of thinking with your thinking brain.
Thinking with your thinking brain. Nice. Yes.
I didn't love it. I didn't hate it, but I didn't love it. It was trying really hard to be a Quentin Tarantino movie.
Yeah, it really was.
My favorite character. Plus, Chris Hemsworth was kind of a douche.
Yeah, he was. He's a cult leader?
Yeah. Okay, so he's a lot of a douche in that movie. Not a little, a lot. A lot of a douche.
And made that girl a psychopath?
Yeah.
Well, it's got the girl from 50 Shades of Grey in it.
Yep, it has a lot of people.
Emma Stone?
No,
yes, Emma Stone.
Her name's Johnson, right?
Yeah, something Johnson.
Yeah.
Dakota Johnson.
So she is, damn it, Johnson from Miami Vice and from...
Don Johnson?
Yeah, it's his daughter.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
Known that for a while. Also, there's a Miami Vice Pops are coming out. I cannot wait for those two. I'm picking them both up. Crockett nice. And Tubbs.
Nice. The new version?
No, not Jamie Foxx and Colin Farrell. Don Johnson, and I have no idea what Tubbs' real name is. Not even going to pretend.
Tom Selleck.
Poor Tubbs. But No, where I was going with that was Don Johnson's daughter. His son just recently posted a picture of himself dressed as his dad in Miami Vice.
Mm-hmm.
Looks just like him. It's very creepy.
Nice.
It's like, what the fuck? But he's also Kenny Powers' dad. Don Johnson is. Yeah, in the Kenny Powers show.
Oh, okay, I thought you meant in real life. I was like, what the fuck?
No. And then he's in Tin Cup, of course. He plays the villain in that, which Chris still hasn't watched because Chris is an asshole.
I think his best role was Knight Rider, though.
He played a Knight Rider?
I don't think so. I'm pretty sure that was...
Did he play Kit?
German superstar... why can't I think of his Baywatch-ass name right now?
It's kind of a hassle.
David Hasselhoff. Yeah, thank you. David Hasselhoff was Knight Rider, right?
Yeah, he was...
not Don Johnson. Jesus Christ. I know you're playing, but...
Don make, the Rock Johnson?
Don't insult Don Johnson that way. Although I can't think of his name and Tin Cup. Sucks. Sorry, though.
Probably Marty.
Rick and Marty. Rick and Marty. You have got to watch Tin Cup, Mr. Grace.
David Sims?
Yep, David Sims. That's awesome. David Sims, pro golfer.
Are you excited for the new Rick and Morty, Jason?
Yep, I am.
Hell yeah.
I am. Let's do it to it.
Now, are they going to release it weekly, or are they going to release it all at one time?
Well, I said 5 weeks and then a break and then five more.
Huh.
Yep, the break's Christmas.
A 6 week break and then.
Probably.
A year break, probably.
Yep. Can't stand that business, man. Binge watching has spoiled me, but at the same point, like when I watch something weekly, I take more of it in. So, like we just watched Yellowstone in 3 weeks, we watched all 20 episodes and. Kind of like, what the fuck did I just watch?
Is that any good?
It's a direct ripoff of Sons of Anarchy.
Hmm.
Like, I could write an essay and a graph chart, and you would be like, so this is Sons of Anarchy in Montana. I'd be like, yep.
Are you watching Mayans?
Yep. No. Did you start that?
No. I don't watch TV, Jason.
No.
I know the latest episode of Sesame Street.
You just said you watch Big Mouth.
Or Pete the Cat. Well, that's right before I go to bed.
Dural Showdown at the El Dorado, and that's like
those are two things.
6 hour movie
in 15 months.
That's a 6 hour movie, though. I know it's 2.5 hours.
It took us 3 days to watch Aquaman.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that movie's 2.5 hours long too. Yeah, but y'all don't like when Connor goes to bed at 7. We huddle up and actually do something.
Yeah, we're bad, and we're like. All right, now it's time to cook something. So we don't eat till almost 8:39. And then it's like, okay, let's sit and watch something. No, it's time to go to bed now.
Yeah, no, so when whoever gets home first starts dinner immediately.
Yeah, so we should probably do that.
It's much easier. That way when he goes down at 7:15, let's watch some TV.
It's free time.
Let's arm wrestle or let's play this tabletop Rick and Morty game. One of them things. Anyways. But yeah, we talked about the damn phone, so that's about it for me.
We got to try this last beer, though.
We already did this one last week.
Mm.
Yes, we did. The week before last. Did we not talk about it on the show?
I don't think we had it.
Which beer is it?
It's the Barrel Age Legion. It's so good.
Because I drank one myself, and this is only the second one off of that pack.
I thought we did.
We did drink this beer.
Yeah, I don't think we did.
I know we did for a fact, but...
Chris, go back and look and see if we talked about this beer.
Yeah, we did.
That was... Oh, well, I want more of that, so don't drink it all, Chris. I'll fight you.
Oh, trust me, I'm not going to drink.
I think this is the best version they've done.
Yeah, we did this one already.
Absolutely.
Where?
This is the best beer that they've ever made.
Wow. Yep, Chris agrees.
I remember that.
This is Dirk from Mavericks Rugby.
Open Jay.
What are you doing Monday?
Open Jay.
Goddamn. Pumpkin beer coming up.
Yeah, we're going to do... I don't know if we're going to do a show out of it or not yet. Year-old, and he stepped on the lid, so the lid opened,
mm-hmm.
and he just fell in.
Oh, good, yeah. Talking about three-year-old.
I can only eat vegetables. That's it. Nothing else. I wonder if it tastes like the Irish coffee monster that I love so much. Probably not. There you go, buddy.
Oh, it smells good.
You mean the monster you just put Everclear in?
That's pretty much it.
All right, Chris, why don't you give us the first rating on this?
12.7, you said?
12.8.
Weak ass shit, dude.
I can smell the coffee on it.
Yep. Don't worry, there's no pickles in there.
Yeah, but it says 12.5.
Pickle Rick.
Pickles and watermelon.
What do you think about the people protesting the Joker movie? We're still on this? That was this week. You're playing back what we've already done. Chris loves it.
Wow.
That's a touchy little area there.
Touch. The bussy.
Sensitive subject, roadie violence.
Violence is sensitive subject.
Yeah. Don't protest John Wick 3.
Wait, why are they...
God, we saw
Chris, that Chris finally paid attention movie. Right there in Aurora, Colorado.
Yeah.
Aurora.
Very well, very good.
Were right. They saying because it's too violent?
The mentality that we're... Wait, okay,
I think didn't... I don't remember hearing anything about it.
It's still really good. I don't care what y'all say.
No, it's great.
Tells you what it's aged in this time. But sunlight at all.
Did you try one yet?
I have not. Are you wire? That's required, Chris.
So here we go. You're going to say
it's
what it
required
is.
Now?
That's required reading on a beer can.
Still, I would actually argue with them about that. It's not very strong.
Not at all.
Yep, I would argue with them. I don't believe it. I think it's 6.5.
It wasn't that stout we had before.
I might give you a 7 at top.
Top.
You have a 4-pack of this beer, right? Did you? You dented the beautiful can.
I do have a 4-pack of this.
Did you try one yet?
I have not. Okay.
First one you drank was with us. It sucks. I wonder if beer is harder to age in cans, right?
I should drink less. I wouldn't think so, because if it's packaged correctly, you don't have to worry about sunlight at all.
True dat, homie. Anyways, there's a playback from last week. But 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago. Duh.
Yeah, last week we only had two beers because I tried not to share all of them, but I did. Me and Chris had an IPA and something. Both IPAs, I believe.
They were good.
That's the only thing in my fucking fridge. Back off. No, good. Yeah, this has been great. I guess we'll see you next week, right? Maybe.
Potentially.
Maybe we'll retire with Jeffrey Lord.
Oh, just FYI, the McRib is back.
Oh, shit.
Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. We're sorry we have to go.
Have to go.
Today is over and done.
It's done.
Next week is close, but not too close. So think about next week.
Think about next week.
We'll be back next time, but not too soon.
Not too soon.
So we don't get too old.
Don't get too old.
The show is over and done.
It's
for
done
now.
For
but
now.
When we come back, it will be